And we got a list here. There's a poll done by Pure Romance. And it dove into how we act pre and post sex. And, you know, some people have routines. I don't really, trying to think myself if I kind of have something like that. I don't think I really do, but.
The first two on the list, I do every time.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Here we go.
We'll start with
pre-sex rituals. You said the first two on the list you do every time. First one on the list for pre-sex rituals is take a shower.
Yeah, because I want everything to be on the table.
Okay.
You follow what I'm saying?
Okay.
Sorry.
Wow.
What? I mean, come on.
Wow. All right.
You sick son of a bitch.
Well, I'm just saying.
Wow.
If there's no shower, some things are eliminated. Do you agree?
We just learned about show.
Well, I mean, it depends on how much working out are you did that day? Or how much sweating?
No,
you did that
I
day.
Think
not for
if
me.
He's thinking, talking about, yeah. If he's talking about the area that I think he's talking about, that should be cleaned no matter what you've done that day.
Yeah, of course, right. And that I have to do that because there are certain things that I like as the part of the whole ritual that I don't get if I'm not. Yeah, I got a shower.
Are we talking about this, Joe?
No, not that.
I'm going to be sick.
That's what I thought you were talking about.
I'm going to be sick.
That's what I thought you were talking about.
No, I'm talking about
a favor?
Yeah, I'm talking about this.
Just a favor.
Yeah.
The good favor.
Yeah, I'm talking about this.
Yeah, that okay. Yeah, so? Wait, that would be off the table if you didn't shower?
Right.
Based on who? You? Her?
I mean, I've never been denied that. I just assume that I would. I'm out of courtesy, right?
Well, and you, the other
courtesy?
Thing too,
what? Who
people
did,
should
what?
Know that you manscaped, Joe, so you're not dealing with a huge bush down there that would hold odor.
No, I all everything from.
Do you
from,
use powder?
No. I sometimes use spray when I need it. I don't always use it.
So you always shower because you're afraid. You don't want anything to be off the table.
Right. I want everything to be in play, right?
Yeah, I was going way further than what you went. You just went.
Does that go for her as well?
No, I don't care what she does. She can bathe herself in feces. It's not going to matter to me.
It's not going to deter you?
No, that's not going to matter.
God.
But I'm a man, right? Are we going to act like there's no gender differences?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, of course. All right, so take a shower. Joe takes a shower every single time before pre-sex ritual.
Yeah, which also, real quick, it makes it sometimes, if I'm showering, she's like, oh, God. Like, because she knows it's coming.
She knows.
She knows, right. So I also brush my teeth.
Brushing your teeth using mouthwash.
Right, but I brush my teeth just because I'm not allowed to just come in. I have to, you know, there has to be some kissing before. I'm not allowed to go straight to the other stuff.
Another thing on the list here is lighting candles. I will say it is a nice in between because full lights, right? You don't do it with full sex with the lights on is a little bit weird.
Well, but those then, days are over for me.
Oh, yeah. Well, of course. Right. I think a lot of us. But then also complete darkness is also weird.
Yeah, you could, I mean, you could if you get wild, you can knock over the candle, start a fire.
Yes, it's dangerous.
Yeah, very dangerous.
He's 100% correct.
But a candle does provide a nice candle light that you can, you know, see enough, but not everything, right?
I mean,
but I don't like candles. But
no.
If for any reason, that would be the reason. Not to even set the mood, just for lighting.
Yeah, no, it'd be a good idea. It just seems like a lot of work. I'm already showering and brushing my teeth. Now I'm going to be lighting candles.
How about the next one? This is, we're talking pre- and post-sex rituals. 410-338-1098, if you have any that your go-to pre- and post-sex rituals that are not on the list, give us a call. The next one, eating chocolate, pineapples, bananas, watermelons, and oysters.
That's an event.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
I mean, if you're going to have any weekday sex, that can't be. You can't be going down the refrigerator gathering up all this stuff. Oysters,
banana.
Well, oysters is disgusting.
Yeah, what are you? You're shucking.
Yeah, you have a shell there afterwards. It's so dumb. By the way, you have forks and you're putting cocktail sauce and lemon.
Pass that. You got any Frank's Red out of it? Putting on clean underwear. For what? It's just going to come off, right?
Do you guys like lingerie?
I don't even wear underwear. And no, I mean,
Yes, I'm wearing some right now.
I meant seeing it.
Oh, okay. I actually do. You don't? Because when a woman is fully nude, there's nothing left. I like a nice little sexy outfit that, you know, leaves a little to the imagination. It's something you don't see her in at all, you know, all the time. So it's sexy.
So let me say this. Clearly, if my fiance is wearing lingerie, I would like it. But it's not necessary.
No, of course not.
So, I mean, if there's something that we're doing as part of an entire event, let's say this is, all right, this is what we're doing this night, and it's going to be, you know, it's going to occupy a lot of time.
There might be lingerie involved.
Yeah, there might be that.
But if you're just going to bang it out real quick and, you know, just have a nice little session, she's not going to get up and put on lingerie for that.
Right, if it's after Ozark and before bed, right, if we're squeezing it in, right.
There's no lingerie. All right, so those are the top pre-sex rituals. Post-sex rituals, of course, include with 74%, the top one was cuddling.
Oh, God.
Cuddling post-sex.
I leave the room.
Yeah.
So
I run.
There's one post-sex ritual.
I'm serious.
That's not included. I don't know if we're allowed to say it, but it's always part. I'm going to write it down, right? Isn't that always the post-sex ritual?
Let's do the list here. It says cuddling, then watching TV and getting hydrated or tied with a glass of water. Spooning and getting dressed are also tied at 43%. Immediately jump on social media. That's what some people do. And just laying there is also a favorite.
I am post-sex. So sexual.
Joe also had cleanup. Yes, cleanup.
Of course, yeah.
I don't know if that's – is that a ritual or is that just more like out of necessity?
I don't know. Ritual? I guess you could not clean up.
Yeah, oh, no, you have to, right?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, that's definitely makes my list. Anyone in the room have any other weird things? I'm looking over into the corner to Mike Anderson.
Yeah, really?
I'm looking to Mike Anderson.
Weird. It's, like Joe said.
Come on, pre, you're not in the bathroom doing something? You doing push-ups or anything like that?
Oh, God, no. I mean, when I was younger, there was far more. I mean, I would have red light bulbs lit in the room.
Seriously?
Candles
going. Look at this guy. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I needed every advantage I could give myself.
Right.
Is red light bulbs, is that romantic?
It looks sexy to me.
Being red looks like you're banging Hellboy.
Welcome, man.
It just made the room darker and dimmer.
No, it makes it look like hell.
It had music going.
Like
candles,
what kind?
Of course. Kind of usually music? Classic rock of some sort.
Deep tracks. Like a ballad?
Immigrant
song?
I would turn on satellite and put on like one of the deeper track rock stations. Something safe.
What about you, Speed?
Oh, well, you know, it's been a while since I've been intimate, but I don't like really hanging around. I leave. I usually will go to sleep in another room. I'm not even kidding.
Yeah,
I don't. I'm serious. I don't. I don't like.
You don't even like to be near the person.
No.
That you...
No. Well,
what do you tell them? I'm going to go retire to my chamber.
The woman, of course, is usually asleep.
Right. Knocked your ass out. Take it.
No, I mean, it's seriously, exhausted. Do all of you stay in the room? I mean,
I have to. I live there.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I mean, it's happened where I lived as well.
I would be in trouble if I tried to even spend any time out of the room afterwards.
I'm just kidding. I didn't do any of that. I'm just trying to fit in.
Rick, what's up?
Hey, what's happening, guys?
How are you? You got any pre- or post-sex rituals?
Yeah. When I was younger, you would take care of yourself before going out for the night, knowing that you were going to have sex that night.
I got a bunch of those that you take. Yeah, you clean the pipes. You don't go out
unload the gun.
Yeah, you unload the gun.
Yeah, you clean the pipes. Yeah, you know?
And
it makes you a little longer in the bed.
Yeah, it makes you last longer if you because if you have that all pent up and then you get into a really hot explicit situation, you might not last.
So and that works because sometimes it doesn't happen for you, and then there's no frustration.
Oh, so you're saying if it doesn't even pan out, then you're not frustrated. Some text, 410-338-1098, 410-338-1098. Call or text anytime you want. Join the conversation. Someone's saying snacks. You got to have post-sex snacks. Why is no one saying snacks?
Do you like to eat after?
I don't. I usually just kind of, like you said, there'll be, I'll go fetch something to aid in the cleanup.
And water?
Maybe a little water, and then I usually sleep. Or if it's in the morning, I just, I'll get up.
Can I make a confession about the cleanup? Sometimes.
Maybe.
No, I don't think this is bad. Sometimes I'll grab a t-shirt.
Yeah,
and then I get in trouble that it's not a towel. But I haven't learned my lesson. I have now, but like four or five times.
So disgusting.
Whose shirt is it? Is it your shirt?
It's always her. No, I'm just kidding. No, it's always.
Yeah, you
it's
can't
always,
do that to a t-shirt.
It's always my shirt. Yeah.
Yeah, but still, why would you do that?
Is it a Kiss shirt?
I wish. Right? Now, it's usually the white t-shirt you wear under your clothes.
So like a t-shirt.
Yeah,
a
t-shirt.
Yeah, nothing wrong with that.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, as long as it's not like a graphic.
Not like red wine.
Good tea or something. Well, it might be close. It's
crusty.
Yeah.
They're washed after. They're already in the hamper. I'm not grabbing them out of the regular drawer.
Well, this text is interesting. It's something I've never thought about because I don't have a beard, but this guy says he has to tend to his beard afterward.
Give it a good scrubbing. Leave it out. Shampoo
it. Kind of gives you a little window into what's going on with this guy.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, good for him. He goes the extra mile.
I use toilet paper on the beard.
Somebody says they got to lock the dogs out of the room first. Nothing like a cold nose on your ass. Okay.
Oh, yeah. That's not true.
And yeah, here's somebody that says you got to, you know, take care of yourself first. This way you'll last much longer when you're in bed. But that's not even a problem for me. Lasting long, A and B, not because I'm some sort of Casanova or, you know, sex god, but A, I don't have a problem lasting, and B, how long does it need to last?
Well, that's the thing. I mean,
it's like, come on, they don't want this thing to go on for a half hour.
No, they might want
stop.
Maybe what's leading up to it, maybe to last a little while, but the actual act itself, if that's 3 minutes, then my partner is fine with that.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah. A couple more quick calls, and we got to jump here. Let's go to Colin in Baltimore. What's up, Colin?
Good morning, guys.
What's your pre or post-sex ritual?
So mine's a pre, and it's not every time, but it's most times. A little bit of edible marijuana.
Ooh.
The problem with that is, not that I've ever done any of that, but that usually doesn't kick in until
later.
So, you know, I mean, it's almost like a Viagra. You take it, and then it might be a half an hour to an hour before, you know, it kicks in.
Do you take it and then just kind of hang out and chill until you feel it starting to take effect, and then you have sex?
Yeah, sort of. It's more of like we take it, and then we hang for about 5-10 minutes, and then we start the foreplay, and by that time, I got to tell you, it's like sneezing slowly for 5 hours.
Oh, that's so hot.
From what I've heard, sometimes doesn't that lead you to not having sex at all?
Yeah, can't you get too high and maybe like not get it up or something like that? Or
just laying there, not being able to kind of do what it takes?
I could see that happening. I could speak for me and my partner both when we said that when we are inebriated by the influence, we are very, very turned on with each other. So,
what about? I've never done this. I've never even done this drug in my life. But have you ever had sex like on ecstasy or something like that? I heard it's like amazing.
Totally.
No, I almost did, but that's a different story for a different time.
All right.
Well, what I've heard about that drug is that it's difficult to get to the end.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and that's the best part, right? The end.
Yeah, you want it to last.
Yeah, you want it. Well, you want it to last, but you also want it to end.
Well, yeah, you want the final scene to happen. Let's go to Mark in Baltimore. Last call. What's up, Mark?
Hey, what's up, guys? How you doing?
We're doing good. What's your pre-sex ritual?
Pre, you always got to give her the full favor via mouth.
I think we've all been there, guys. Right.
Okay. All right.
It makes you feel better in the long run. At least.
Damn right.
Okay. Well, thanks for the call. Jesus. I'll be over here vomiting.